As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, buddy. The sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Wednesday, February the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. So we're all scratching our heads wondering what happened to that pursuit of happiness principle. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air or take Oracle with you on your mobile device. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96 out of Exeter, Mo. A big mo to me, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Always looking for more affiliate stations out there. If there's anybody that you know that has a time slot right now that's kind of dead and dying and maybe they could use better programming, have them give me a call. Send me an email. Let me know. We'd love to get on their network, too, and broadcast to your local area. That way you can listen to this broadcast right on your, I don't know, maybe you could listen to it on your radio. Do you have a radio in your homes? I don't know whether people even have radios anymore. I'm completely out of touch. This morning, the precious metals and the currency swim in a sea of red ink. Stocks and U.S. dollars rise slightly. All indicators point to a continuing economic sluggishness. We'll talk briefly about that. The history of law continues today. Readings, property, found a very interesting article on Obama's pyramid schemes. We'll talk about that as well. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Wednesday, February the 3rd, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold down $2.60, trading at $1,110.80 an ounce. Silver off 21 cents at $16.49 a troy ounce. Platinum drops 12 bucks at $1,567 an ounce. And palladium off 3 at $439. This morning, about 4 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the Hong Kong and London markets, gold topped out about $1,125.80. And they promptly beat the heck out of it again, drove it right back down to this $1,010 area. But anyway, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,109.70 for a low, $1,125.80 for a high. And at $1,110.80, your gold is up $210.50 year to year for a 23.37% return on your investment. Boys in London this morning set the price at $1,118.50, and we're trading about $8 below that right now. Dow Jones Industrial Average, the NASDAQ, the S&P all closed up higher yesterday. We'll find out more about that right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, February the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Boy, we only have about 10 more listeners to attract this morning. And we'll go past the carpooling gangbangers. Can you imagine that radio network out there, whoever's playing that? They got about 10 more listeners than we do. We need to go by them. Send an email out to everybody on your list, folks. Let them know that Become Vocal Local is the on-air. We can't do better than the carpooling gangbangers. We're in trouble, I can tell you that. But we are threatening Howard Stern's. I went up on the internet the other day, yesterday afternoon. I couldn't believe it all day yesterday morning when I was checking the numbers as the broadcast progresses. We were trailing behind Bubba the Love Sponge. I thought, well, who is Bubba the Love Sponge anyway? Well, it turned out to be Howard Stern. I think we can do better than Bubba the Love Sponge and the carpooling gangbangers, don't you? Come on, folks, help drive the numbers up here on Oracle. Just let people know that we exist. If they can just hear these broadcasts, perhaps, maybe they'll start turning off the gangbangers and the love sponges and start listening to something a little bit more useful for their lives. Anyway, back to our market report for this morning, keeping our fingers on the pulse of the economy as we do here each and every morning. Again, we found gold trading off $2.60 at $1,010.80. And as I mentioned very early this morning, there was a huge spike upwards and then a plummet downwards. Gold went up from about $110 all the way up to $125.80. And the money masters came in. They noticed that gold was getting out of hand, and they slapped it down just like the just like the heavy metal music on Oracle Unleashed, but they slapped it down and it's back trading in the $110 area again. But it went up to $1,125.80. Silver was trading a little higher this morning, but went down 21 cents and trades at $16.49 an ounce. Platinum loses $12 in early trading at $15.67, and palladium down $3 for $439. You see, we got nothing but a sea of red ink going on here. We'll find the same sea of red ink in the foreign exchange. Let's go into that market report, the Dow Jones stock market report yesterday, closing up 111 points. I guess they liked the numbers. They liked the bury the usurpers budget. Another sea of red ink going on there, but it closed up 111, 111. Lots of 11s there. Joaz and Boaz and all the rest of that. Closed out at 10,297. I didn't think it was going to go back up again, but it did. The NASDAQ went up 19, closed 19 yesterday, closing out at 2,190. And the S&P was up 14, closed at 1,103. This morning, crude oil drops down 13 cents, trades at $77.10 a barrel. That's a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma. You do the math. Just take 77.10 divided by 42. You'll get an idea for what they're paying just straight up for crude. This is why you're not going to see 35-cent gallon gasoline in America again, especially now that they're closing more refineries. They're not doing anything to do any offshore drilling. Doesn't seem like we're going to open up Anwar. We're not going to drill in the Bakken oil shale. So, hey, that's the way it's going to be until we get these deadbeats out of office and replace them with people that have a little bit of functional gray matter. We're not going to see any remedy here. Anyway, that's our job for 2010. U.S. dollar index this morning moves up 8 basis points, and maybe that's the reason why everything else is going down. I don't know why. But apparently the U.S. dollar index is not going to go across that 80 mark. And they might have a ceiling there, as some of the analysts say. So it's moves up 8 basis points, trades at $79.10. And if you haven't visited the site yet, please do so. It's the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. is the company. You can, I think it's the ICE. You can type that in your browser, the ICE. This is what the USDX is. This is what's driving this market. It's another one of these Ponzi schemes, these puff and smoke number games. It's another one of these controlled marketplaces where they exchange this USDX, this foreign product of some sort or another, in a market exchange. And as it performs, it drives the price of the dollar. The dollar? Give us a break. Go back and look at your constitution, find out what a dollar is. Anyway, in the foreign exchange rate market today, the Canadian dollar and all of the other currencies in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership basket of currencies are down. Canadian dollar moves down 32 basis points, trades at 94 cents U.S. That Mexican peso loses 29 basis points, but still hanging in there by its teeth. Right at 8 cents, just like it has been for months. The euro loses 8 basis points, trades at $1.40. You're going to go over to England this morning and have to buy your pounds at $1.60 each. And the Swiss franc runs at 95 cents U.S., moving down 15 basis points. In the bond market this morning, the 2-year indebtedness yielding 0.87. The 10-year is at 3.67. And the 30-year is running at 4.59%. In the mortgage markets, your fixed mortgages, the 15-year mortgage moves down from 4.67 a month ago to 4.49. A little bit of easing there in that marketplace. The 30-year moves down from 5.34 to 5.07. Looks like they're happy with 5% interest in the mortgage markets. Anyway, all that is the market report for today. Found this article on Bloomberg this morning. I generally don't read these opinion pieces. You know, opinions are like elbows. They're easily bent. We're all born with more than one of them. They're easily bent to suit whatever purpose is at hand. But this is an opinion piece, a commentary by a Carolyn Baum. I thought it was fitting. Here's the headline. Obama's pyramid schemes would make Keynes happy. Well, who is Keynes? Who is Keynes? We're going to find out a little bit about Keynes here. The Keynes, Adam raised up Cain, remember? This article, New News, Bloomberg, it's an opinion piece, remember, it's not news. Jobs, 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 she writes. Meet the new mantra, same as the old mantra. No longer will Barry the Usurper be content to cite specious numbers about, quote, jobs saved or created, close quote, as a result of last year's $787 billion fiscal stimulus. Now he's proposing $100 billion of new spending to, quote, jumpstart job creation, close quote. According to the White House budget director, Peter Orszag, have to check his passport. I imagine he probably has friends and family in Israel. It's part of a $3.8 trillion budget for fiscal 2011 unveiled Monday that projects a $1.3 trillion deficit next year. You like to go in, you set your own budget, you know. How much will I be in debt next year? Who on earth would be, what sane person would ever do that? They're projecting deficits. Why don't they go the other way? Wouldn't that be novel? Anyway, following a $1.6 trillion deficit this year, so that's $2.9 trillion. That's $3 trillion deficits right there. Projected. They projected. You know, I don't know. You do goal setting, time management, visualizations, affirmations, and all those things. If you're looking forward and you're projecting going broke, you'll get there. If you go forward looking forward to deficit spending, you'll get there. If you go forward looking with a different vision of getting out of debt, you might get there. It's like they say, if you set your sights for the sun and go for it, you might not make the sun, but maybe you could have a fallback plan and land on the moon. But if you set your sights on the moon and you miss, you might fall short someplace in space between here and there and just drift forever. Well, anyway, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., Shattering Paradigms, one show at a time.
And back to Obama's pyramid schemes would make Keynes happy. This article written by Carolyn Baum, B-A-U-M, what her citizenship card would look like either. But anyway, off Bloomberg this morning, jobs, jobs, jobs. We're talking about spending trillions and trillions here, projecting deficits. Well, this is what she has to say. Spend money to save money. Spending dressed up as a jump starter is still spending by another name. The only thing missing from energy cleansing, rural community assisting, climate change mitigating, health food promoting blueprints is money for pyramid building. In Chapter 10, Section 6 of the, quote, General Theory of Employment, Interest, and Money, close quote, John Maynard Keynes advocated building pyramids as a cure for unemployment. In fact, two pyramids, this is a quote from Keynes, two pyramids, two masses for the dead are twice as good as one, close quote, he wrote in his 1936 treatise. You see, this is where the poison of Keynesian economics comes from, is John Maynard Keynes. There are no masses for the dead in the president's 2011 budget, only a few dead programs in the discretionary budget. It's part of the budget on automatic pilot, entitlement spending on Medicare and Social Security, and interest on the public debt. That has to be addressed if restoring fiscal discipline is the goal. At least she knows what that word is, the goal. You look forward to what it is that you want. You look at all the roadblocks and the obstacles, and then you plan ways to overcome the roadblocks and the obstacles that stand between where you are today and where you need to go in the future. And then you organize your time management to help accomplish that. You set affirmations, I shall not spend more than I earn. You know, you have visualizations, you look at all the people happy with their bright, cheerful faces, working, full employment, all of that. You project the positive. Some people call it the law of attraction. But if you're looking forward and you're projecting continuing escalation of debt, guess what? You're going to get what you hope for. You got to be really careful what you hope for, because sometimes you get it and then you have to deal with it. And that's what we're going to be doing here. Incentive to cheat. The budget's job creation initiatives include funds for infrastructure investment, loan guarantees and tax credits for small businesses to spur hiring, cash assistance to states, and an extension in unemployment benefits, which is a disincentive for job seekers. Vicki Davis sent me an email, and all of you know who Vicki Davis is. You can certainly visit her website this morning, www.channelingreality.com. Vicki Davis sent me an email bringing to my attention a meeting that Barry the Usurper had with all of the natives, all the tribes, the indigenous peoples of our country, the Sioux, the Pawnee, the Arapaho, the Tlingit, all represented there, the Haida. And he was rolling them out, boy. It was a dog and pony show. Promises, promises, promises. If he was Pinocchio, Geppetto would have to send a woodcutter out to salop the cordwood off the end of his nose and pack it away in a wheelbarrow. But anyway, the incentive to cheat. The budget's job creation initiatives include funds for infrastructure investment, again, loan guarantees, tax credits for small businesses to spur hiring, cash assistance to states, and an extension in unemployment benefits, which is a disincentive for job seekers. Robin Peter to pay Paul. While the nation can always use better roads and bridges, a tax cut for new hires, which is popular with both parties, is more problematic and hard to implement. According to Greg Mankiw, professor of economics at Harvard University. You're going to have to look at George's passport as well. I can see that. Seems to be a rather distinct matzo bias in this article, but nevertheless, professor of economics at Harvard University and former economic advisor to President Jorge Bush. How do you differentiate between employment's churning, firing Peter to hire Paul, and a new hire? Boy, I like that. I've got a new phrase now, firing Peter to hire Paul. I used to talk about robbing Peter to pay Paul, but now we've got firing Peter to hire Paul. Way to go, Carolyn. Thanks for building up my treasure chest of captivating things to say. How do you treat new firms? In an October blog post, Mankiw, proposed a cut in the payroll tax, something simple and universal rather than complex and targeted. Any attempt to apply more favorable tax treatment to marginal jobs than existing ones creates a range of unintended consequences, he said, not to mention of incentive to game the system. And that's important. A lot of people out there that are planning to game the system. Paul Volcker, Benjamin Bernanke, Jimmy Geithner, all of the rest of these clowns and cohorts, all of the carry-ons and tag-alongs from Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, etc. Tax treatment. The budget increases taxes on the rich, the living, and the dead by allowing the Bush tax cuts to expire at the end of the year. It eliminates capital gains taxes for investments in small firms and raises income. You know, every time you go around, you increase taxes on the rich, the living, and the dead. You're basically just perpetuating Karl Mordecai Marx's program of action. The proletarian war, the revolution and counter-revolution, the proletarian struggle against the bourgeoisie, as if that staid and mentally bereft program of action should be perpetuated in the 21st century, but yet we're still digging into these old baskets of philosophical radicalism, are we? Dropping down a bit further here, it says, in bad times, presidents let themselves be seduced by the Keynesian notion that government can tax or borrow from the public and use that money to pay people to perform work of its choosing without sacrificing something. For more on that, you could visit with Milton Friedman and read his There Is No Free Lunch. And there is no free lunch, by the way, folks. It's just not possible to continue to rob Peter to pay Paul indefinitely because eventually Peter's going to go broke. Peter's going to become disenchanted with working. And he'll quit working, and when he quits working, he'll starve, and his parasitic Paul's going to starve right along with him. The sacrifice is private sector investment in human and physical capital. Well, we're going to talk about this human capital in a moment. But if you accept the premise that profit-driven private sector is better than bureaucrats at delivering the goods and services people want at the prices they're willing to pay, then the trade-off just simply isn't worth it, she writes. Flawed metrics, how well do government stimulus programs work? Outside of some econometric model prediction, we don't know. It's impossible to run a real-world control experiment. We do know that on February the 13th, 2009, Congress passed the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, while the Obama administration insists it was not a jobs bill. The first goal, according to the recovery.gov website, was to create new jobs. Talk about a lying sack of nonsense. Create new jobs as well as save existing ones. Thus began the, quote, jobs created or saved, close quote, imbroglio, an attempt to quantify something unquantifiable. On October the 30th, the Obama administration, Barry the Usurper's administration, reported that 640,329 jobs had been created or saved from February the 17th to September the 30th. The website has since added 20 jobs to that total. Watchdog group smelled a rat, sifted through the data, and found that jobs weren't created in districts that didn't exist. Shamed by the revelations of bureaucratic ineptitude, the government redefined its metric. Going forward, quote, it would tally all jobs funded by ARRA, even if they already did exist. Well, more cheating lying, stealing, thieving. This Keynesian failed economic model.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Way to go, listeners. We've already surpassed the carpooling gangbangers, and we just need about 10 more listeners online right now to go right past Howard Stern and his Bubba the Love Spun perversion. Just get on the line, let people know that this broadcast is on the air now, live, and maybe we'll go past him before we get to the top of the hour. If not, maybe I should step out, have 2 eggs scrambled, hash browns, whole wheat toast, and a big slice of pecan pie. At least that would be more fulfilling than to know that Bubba the Love Sponge has more listeners than I do this morning. Anyway, back to our article here and closing it out. I bring it up for one real reason. Not so much that I think Carolyn's done a fantastic job, because I do think she's done a very good job writing this article, but she's drawn out some information that I did not know. And that is, I did not know, in Chapter 10, Section 6 of the General Theory of Employment, Interest, and Money, that John Maynard Keynes had advocated building pyramids as a cure for unemployment. That thought is not old to me. Going over to Agenda 21, I'm going to share this with you. This is the mindset of the Master Blasters. This is right out of the Earth Summit Agenda 21, 1992, the United Nations Program of Action from Rio de Janeiro, signed off on by Jorge Bush's father. implemented by William Jefferson, more dead in Mena, Arkansas than you can count, Clinton. But this was also signed off on by Maurice Strong, Secretary General of that United Nations Conference on Environment and Development. We know it as Agenda 21 around here, Sustainable Development. But in Chapter 7 of Agenda 21, and this is a book, folks, you can get it from the United Nations publications, unp.un.org. Get a copy of it for yourself and sit down and just dissect it. As I have, Chapter 7, Promoting Sustainable Human Settlement Development, Section 769, proceeds along this wise. We're talking about an activity to promote sustainable construction industries activity. Isn't this really the meat and potatoes of the daily drill? I mean, I don't know how many articles I could have talked about this morning in regards to housing starts, employment, financing for housing, the derivatives bubble, the mortgage meltdown, all right out of Agenda 21, promoting sustainable construction industry activities, H.R. 45, whatever it is, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, green building, green jobs. Yeah, Barry the usurper was promising the Indians a bunch of green jobs for the reservations, training them to be green Nazis to go around and rat people out as if their teepees and wikiups and Quonset huts would be able to respond to green technologies. Poppycock. Anyway, continuing activities, Chapter 7.69 here. All countries should, as appropriate and in accordance with national plans and objectives and priorities, A, establish and strengthen the indigenous building materials industry based as much as possible on inputs of locally available natural resources. This is the indigenous building materials industry. Unfortunately, we wiped out the buffalo population, so getting buffalo hide for our teepees is going to be kind of a grim prospect. Of course, if we had more loblolly pines, lodge poles would be in plenty on the reservations. But there are other indigenous building materials. Certainly, we could find plenty of mud to build huts or pueblos, perhaps carved out of the sandstone. But establish and strengthen the indigenous building materials industry based as much as possible on inputs of locally available natural resources. B, formulate programs to enhance the utilization of local materials by the construction sector by expanding technical support and incentive schemes for increasing the capabilities and economic viability of small-scale and informal operatives which make use of these materials and traditional construction techniques. Now, don't try this at home, folks. If you use locally available building materials such as empty bottles and gravel and sand out of your own creek bed and concrete and make handmade houses, don't expect them to pass the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts. I'm sure they won't meet the muster for the International Property Maintenance Code, so don't try this at home. This is just what they say, not what they do. Chapter 769C, adopt standards and other regulatory measures which promote the increased use of energy-efficient designs and technologies and sustainable utilization of natural resources in an economically and environmentally safe and appropriate way. That's right. That's right. Got a flyer in the local newspaper. One of those dropout things. This one from Sears, included in the local newspaper. Talks about 20% off all Energy Star qualified appliances. Energy Star qualified appliances. All right. So another article on the Bloomberg this morning in regards to Electrolux. That's the Frigidaire line. They're a Swedish manufacturer, moving their manufacturing plants further and further into Eastern Europe and away from Western Europe, trying to find cheaper labor. They might even move to China. But here's 20% off all of these Energy Star qualified appliances. Look at the prices on these things. Before additional savings, it cost you $749 to get a washer and a dryer. And that's $1,500 for the pair there. $645 for a pair of Samsung Energy Star washer dryer. Here's $2,699 for a Samsung 28.5 cubic foot French door refrigerator. Here's one for $1,329. Energy Star appliances. Here's a Bosch. Looks like a dishwasher, $499. Here's a Kenmore for $516. The same prices for non-energy appliances. $403 for a washer-dryer pair. Here's another one. $400 for a Kenmore non-Energy Star appliance. This is a top and bottom Kenmore refrigerator freezer. And so on and so forth. It just walks right across. So you can buy these Energy Star guys, and it's going to save you something in electrical consumption. But you'll never amortize it in the life of the product. Way more money buying it up front than what you really need to. But this is the idea. Adopt standards and other regulatory measures which promotes the increased use of energy-efficient designs and technologies. Here's D. Formulate appropriate land use policies and introduce planning regulations specially aimed at the protection of eco-sensitive zones. Oh boy, I can tell you about that. That's meat for another discussion. Maybe we'll talk about it when we get to property. Against physical disruption by construction and construction-related activities. Robert Schulder on his broadcast last night was talking about a stormwater retention detention facility planned down in California on the coastlines to keep rainwater from running off into the ocean. That's right. God forbid we should have any rainwater running off into the ocean, right? What do you do, put a plug in the Mississippi? These guys have no brains. Sounds good, though, when you're at a United Nations Green Agenda meeting, dialoguing yourself into the consensus that sustainable development has scientific credence. Here's another one, E, and this is important. This is pertinent to what we're talking about. Remember the idea here. This is from Carolyn's article again. The only thing missing from the energy cleansing, rural community assisting, climate change mitigating, health food promoting blueprint is money for pyramid building. Well, here's your pyramid building right out of Agenda 21. Promote the use of labor-intensive construction and maintenance technologies, which generate employment in the construction sector for the underemployed labor force found in most large cities, while at the same time promoting the development of skills in the construction sector. Labor-intensive construction. Do you understand what we're talking about? What is labor-intensive construction and maintenance technologies? Instead of using a push broom, we would give everyone a whisk broom and a pocket dustpan. Instead of using bulldozers, we'll use number two shovels and wheelbarrows. Once again, instead of using cranes, we'll use ramps of sand and long ropes and wooden rollers, and we'll build our pyramids one block at a time. Yo ho, heave ho, yo ho, heave ho. Labor intensive construction and maintenance technologies. It was the construction and maintenance technologies improvements that put the United States industrial system on the top of the world, but we're going to go the other way now. So we're going to go back and we're going to use John Maynard Keynes' advice out of Chapter 10, Section 6. Talk a little bit more about that on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, fresh out of the tomb, you know. Paul Volcker is coming back with a bunch of his geriatric pea pudding eating economists from the Reagan administration era. These are the guys that brought us 20% interest, and they're back in the news again today as they're counseling, you know. They're the top economic, he's the top economic advisor to Barry the Usurper, right? He's been having seances with Benjamin S. Bernanke, and they're bringing this Keynesian insanity back at us again. This is from, again, Chapter 10, Section 6 of the General Theory of Employment, Interest, and Money, John Maynard Keynes, where he advocates building pyramids as a cure for unemployment. Here's the quote, two pyramids, two masses for the dead are twice as good as one, he wrote in his 1936 treatise, Build More Pyramids. Well, now that Barry the Usurper is out there dialoguing into consensus, powwowing with the indigenous people at the great conclave, the congresses of all the tribes and nations, maybe we're going to have a new trail of tears as the Cherokee and the Blackfoot and the Sioux and the Arapaho all migrate towards Florida. Performing energy audits. They'll come to town and set their teepees up and then perform energy audits and change light bulbs and caulk around windows and doors. And then they'll cry and weep and go on to the next town. I don't know about you, but the last time I went to the grocery store, there were a lot of things that I had to pass by on the shelves, although I could find very little of any kind of food to eat in the grocery store that wasn't so filled with chemical unidentifiables. You know what I do is I flip it over and read the ingredients list, and if I can't recognize the stuff in the ingredients, I don't buy the product. And as I was coming out of the store, I was hungry when I went into the store. I knew I was going to be hungry for the rest of the week when I came out of the store because there was precious little in the basket. But how about you? The last time you went through the grocery store, were the things that you would ordinarily have chosen or selected, things that you would perhaps have enjoyed to put into your basket but had to pass up? How's your checkbook looking? Unless you're on the government dole, unless you got one of those swipe cards where the indigenous people and the poor, the women and the children, the indigenous people swipe their little card and swipe from us to put food in their own bellies, unless you've got one of those swipe cards, you probably just had to wipe the tears off your own face as you trailed your garden, garden truck, but they don't say that anymore, your vegetables and other things in the basket over to your car and put them in your car. And that's going to happen more and more as time goes on. Now the Codex Alimentarius is coming on us and at us. Even the herbs that might be in the spice racks will have been irradiated. All of the food in the produce counter will have been irradiated before putting out there. That's that broccoli that stays in the crisper in the bottom of your refrigerator for 2.5 years and never goes brown. I wouldn't eat that stuff if you were paying me. Here's number F, develop policies and practices to reach the informal sector. What is the informal sector? What is the informal sector? Those are the people that are trying to make cardboard houses in Tijuana using empty four-star refrigerator crates to build houses. And self-help housing builders. What's a self-help housing builder? Is that a do-it-yourself? Is that sweat equity? Is that remodeling your house? How You Turn $1,000 into $1 million in Real Estate in Your Spare Time by William Nickerson. That's a book that's out there, by the way. You might check it out. Again, developing policies and practices to reach the informal sector and self-help housing builders. What's that, Habit for Humanity? Let me go back to Jimmy Carter here. Jimmy, peanuts. Peanuts for the people. That's what he gave us, peanuts. Develop policies and practices to reach the informal sector and self-help housing builders by adopting measures to increase the affordability of building materials on the part of the urban and rural poor. If you can dissect that sentence and diagram it out and make sense out of it, you're better than me. Through, inter alia, credit schemes and bulk procurement of building materials for sale to small-scale builders and communities. That is Habitat for Humanity. Of course, you can think, oh, well, this is for the developing countries. This is for those little villages in Togo and Lesotho and Haiti. This is not for the United States of America. Well, maybe you do need to look at your checkbook one more time. Reduced to the level of a Bolivian peasant. Can you splurge and afford the better quality bread, or do you have to buy that nondescript white bread stuffed on the bottom shelf? Here's 7.70. All countries should, again, we're talking reading right out of Agenda 21, Earth Summit, Agenda 21. All countries should promote the free exchange of information on the entire range of environmental and health aspects of construction, including the development and dissemination of databases on the adverse environmental effects of building materials through the collaborative efforts of the private and public sectors. Those of you in construction know what an MSDS sheet is, right? The development and the dissemination of databases on the adverse environmental effects of building materials. Boy, could go on and on for 15 minutes right there. Want to talk about asbestos? How about formaldehyde in the particle board? About all the various different kinds of glues and adhesives. What about the paints? Get down to a point someplace along in here where we'll just have to build our houses out of sand. Of course, that's what the United States is sitting upon now, nothing but sand. Promote the development and dissemination, again, of databases on adverse environmental and health effects of building materials. You don't want to use any lumber now. You wouldn't want to use any concrete or steel. No, I think we better stick with sand for this job, boys. Promote the use of economic instruments such as product charges to discourage the use of construction materials and products that create pollution. To discourage the use of construction materials and products that create pollution during their life cycle. Got to get all the lead out of the paint, you know. Wouldn't want any of that white or yellow paint used in your house, especially not in your kitchen, where it's absolutely resilient and lasts forever. You can scrub it even with a scouring pad and get it to be clean again. No, we're not going to be able to do that. We're going to have to use this wipe-away, wash-away latex paint. Kind of like whitewash, chalk paste. Chalk paste in a can for $20 a gallon. Promote the use of economic instruments such as product charges again to discourage the use of construction materials and products that create pollution during their life cycle. Of course, when you go into the store these days, you won't find any glass jars, but you will find an endless quantity of these breast-growing toxic soup plastic containers for everything. For everything. And what do they do with all those plastic containers while they wind up out in the ocean someplace flowing around in the sea of plastic, right? Wouldn't want to use that glass and metal. Wouldn't want to use the old mason jar with a reinstallable, resealable lid. Wouldn't want to do that. Promote information exchange and appropriate technology transfer among all countries. Would you like this idea of promoting information exchange and appropriate technology transfer among all countries? Israel's made great hay with that one, databasing all of us and then selling our information to anybody and everybody on the planet. Of course, they're only eclipsed by a few companies right here in this country, Walmart for one of them. Promote information exchange and appropriate technology transfers. Bill Clinton saw to that, didn't he? Suitcase after suitcase after suitcase of classified material being given to the Chinese. Promote research in construction industries and related activities and establish and strengthen institutions in this sector. For that, you might look at the International Code Council and your university extension, best practices, etc., etc. So all that just reaffirms my conviction that when Barry the Usurper was coming forward, even Hillary Clinton wouldn't have been a dime's worth of difference between those two. But when Bill and Hillary brought in this Agenda 21, I knew for sure that at the end of Jorge Bush's administration, that Agenda 21 was going to come back to the table, if you will, front and center. It is. It has. It's in the news every day. We're going to start building pyramids. Hope you're ready for it. We'll be back in three for hour number two. Stay with us.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, February the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. We're on the homepage of that website. You can find the Become Vocal Local show archives and listen to these broadcasts over and over again. Email them to your friends. Do all those kind of social networking things so that we can put Bubba the Love Sponge in our rearview mirror and come in blowing past him every single day. And boy, those carpooling gangbangers, we gotta come in with a better rating than that. Anyway, into our discussion and continuing, in the first hour we talked about pyramid building, John Maynard Keynes style, Barry the Usurper's pyramid schemes, and dialoguing into consensus for the World Council of Indigenous People out there, Pawnee Land, Sioux Land, Blackfoot, all that. You know, they have legitimate complaints. Having read the discussion and the question and answer period thereafter, they were still looking at white eyes there with the forked tongue, but in this case it's the mulatto, but in the forked tongue department he's going to excel. But they were concerned that there was any integrity in the comments and the promises that he was making, having been deceived so many times by the federales, if you will. But that goes back to altruism, humanitarianism, all of this stuff that was positivism, that is, all comes off the pen of and out of the mind of Isidore François-Marie Xavier Comte, of his Comte. Remember and recall again his comment that everything is relative and that is the only absolute. And then let's think about the theory of relativity and Albert Einstein and turn over to Germany and the Jews by Nesta Webster. Rather interesting and revealing little segment here I'm going to share with you, reprinted from the Patriot on the December the 22nd of 1932. 1932, the visa of Professor Einstein. Professor Einstein has informed the world through the press of his difficulty in getting an American visa in Berlin, owing to the U.S. consul having been warned that he is an undesirable alien by the American Women's Patriotic Association, the AWPA. In the end, the professor got his visa and chuckled over the fact that the centuries of America had not given heed to the, quote, wise patriotic ladies, close quote, but had forgotten the occasion when, quote, the capital of the mighty Rome was once saved by the cackling of its faithful geese, close quote. The fact is that the patriotic American women had as substantial a reason for giving warning as had the Roman geese. The Patriot has given many instances, this would be the newspaper, the Patriot has given many instances in which Americans had as much a right to object to the meddling of Professor Einstein in revolutionary movements on his visits to the U.S. as we have to protest against the Bolshevik finger in the preparation of revolution by British communists. Excuse me. Every time I read that Bolshevik word, it makes me want to puke. Below will be found a few extracts from the formal charge put before the Visa Division of the Department of State, Washington, by the, quote, Women Patriot Corporation, close quote. In this charge, there is a summary of all the existing mandatory alien exclusion laws. Among the classes of objectionable aliens are these: anarchists, or persons who believe in or advocate the overthrow by force and violence of the government, or who are members of or affiliated with any organization entertaining or teaching this belief in or opposition to organized government, The burden of proof shall be upon any alien to establish that he is not subject to exclusion under any provision of the immigration laws. Boy, that would clean out Barry the Usurper's cabinet, wouldn't it? We'll be right back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, going into this little reprint from The Patriot, December the 22nd, 1932, in a pamphlet called titled Germany and the Jews by Nesta Webster. I think Barry the Usurper would be in trouble if we were to invoke the existing mandatory alien exclusion laws, at least as they were on the books in 1932. Because the burden of proof shall be upon any alien to establish that he is not subject to exclusion under any provision of the immigration laws. Probably clean out his entire cabinet, one fell swoop. Some of the specific objections by patriotic Americans to the political scientific professor, again, this is directed at the visa of Professor Einstein, that would be Albert Einstein, you know, his theory of relativity, August Comte, everything is relative, and that's the only absolute. A lot of these relativists came along after that. Albert Einstein believes in, advises, advocates, or teaches a doctrine which, in a legal sense, as held by the courts in other cases, quote, would allow anarchy to stalk in unmolested, close quote, and result in, quote, government only in name. Government only in name. How many of you studied the writings of Leo Strauss? The neocon the neocon guru, Irving Kristol, Paul Wolfowitz, probably Dick Cheney, so many others influenced, affected by that. Man's teachings, Leo Strauss, where he talks about a city of speech and a city of crime, government only in name, Republicans in name only, rhinos, dinos, and neocons. Government only in name. Continuing, Albert Einstein, professor, advises, advocates, or teaches, and is a member of and affiliated with groups that are in quote-unquote militant and admittedly quote-unquote illegal opposition to the most fundamental principles of organized government. He believes in or is affiliated with communist groups that advocate the overthrow by force of the government of the United States. Don't forget Theodore Herzl. Go back and revisit and re-listen one more time. The 10-part series, Zionism, what it is and what it isn't, right here on our archives page for Become Vocal Local. Again, Einstein believes in or is affiliated with communist groups that advocate the overthrow by force of the government of the United States. He advocates acts of rebellion against the basic principles of all organized government that it may defend its existence and compel obedience to its laws by force of arms. He advocates, quote-unquote, conflict with public authority. Admits that his, quote, attitude is revolutionary, close quote, that his purpose is, quote, illegal, close quote, and that he intends to organize and lead and collect money for and contribute money to a, quote, unquote, militant opposition. He teaches and leads and organizes a movement for unlawful, quote, unquote, individual resistance and, quote, unquote, acts of rebellion against officers of the United States in time of war, which on the part of participants in such unlawful and quote-unquote revolutionary, quote-unquote combat, quote-unquote conflict, or quote-unquote rebellion, as Albert Einstein himself has named his objectives, must promote treason, desertion, or other, quote, crimes against the existence of the government, close quote. He believes in or advocates a system of organized sabotage against all preparations of the United States to defend its existence and the unlawful destruction of necessary means for such defense. Albert Einstein, Theory of Relativity, World Zionist Council. It is not necessary to prove the alien guilty of any criminal or other offense or of any overt act. It is enough if his beliefs, opinions, or afflictions show him to be among any one of the several classes of aliens that, quote, shall be excluded from admission into the United States, close quote. Now we have a war on terror. Now we have a Patriot Act. Anyone that would rise up and quash this overthrow, this cabal, this coup d'etat, anyone that would rise up against the Zionist cabal is branded a terrorist, a patriot, a lone wolf, perhaps. Albert Einstein is a member or affiliated with at least three organizations or groups that believe in, advocate, teach, and publish anarchist and communist doctrines, namely, 1, the World Congress Against Imperialistic War, characterized even by European socialist leaders as a, quote, communist plot, in which 800 communist delegates took part and in which Marcel Cachin, communist member of the French Chamber of Deputies, and Willy Munzenberg, communist deputy to the German Reichstag, put forth most effectively and dramatically the communist program of action against war, close quote. Notice the P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E of action, quoted here in 1932, which can be found in the title of Agenda 21, the Program of Action for Sustainable Development. You don't think this is a communist overthrow? A collectivist overthrow? A socialist overthrow? Not just of the United States, but of all of the developed world? Under the heading of sustainable development? Think again. He is on the quote-unquote World Committee of the above Communist Congress, his name heading the list of the members, followed by that of Clara Zetkin, Willie Nunzenberg, and other notorious communist leaders. And for that, you can see the Daily Worker, the official American communist organ, dated 11 October of 1932. The manifesto of the above Congress, that is the Communist Manifesto, the manifesto of the above Congress declares that each of us, and all together, they have pledged and sworn themselves to, quote, fight with all our force and with all the means at our command against imperialist capitalism, against armaments, against war preparations, and in consequence, against the governments ruling us, close quote. Ready to barf yet? Hailed as a great scientist, the theory of relativity. August Comte says everything is relative, and that is the only absolute. The theory of relativity, named not by accident, but by choice and design. He was also one of the leaders of the World Congress of the Anti-Imperialist League, a subsidized affiliate of the Communist International that met at Frankfurt, Germany, July the 20th, 1929, and his picture was featured among such leaders of that Communist Congress. The Workers International Relief, this organization is a well-known affiliate and creature of the Communist International. The contribution of money or anything of value to any organization of this class constitutes affiliation under the statute with the Workers International Relief.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Closing out our little information bit here from the Germany and the Jews, written by Nesta Webster so long ago, in regards to Albert Einstein, one of these early Zionist communists, anarcho-communists, etc. There's a little bit more in this section. We'll just share with that and close it. The League of Nations Chronicle, published in Chicago for March 1931, contains the following report of Einstein's address to 400 quote-unquote peace advocates in Chicago. This is before Barry the Usurper emigrated to the U.S., but, quote, no one mentioned relativity. Militant opposition to militarism was his keynote. In other words, he wasn't there as the professor. He wasn't there as his theory of relativity. He wasn't there necessarily championing anything scientific. He was there for propaganda and delivered a boatload. Here's a quote. It is my conviction that the only way is actual refusal of military service, he said. What I propose is illegal. But whenever a government demands criminal actions from its citizens, they have a very real right to oppose it, and we must uphold them. And so I don't object to the idea of abstention from military service. I have no objection to that at all. Especially when a government that has become as corrupt and bereft of any moral standing as ours has, it asks the young people to do things that are not just immoral, amoral, but also illegal from an international law standpoint, not to mention our constitutional laws. I do it not to tear down or tear apart our system in our country, in our states. On the contrary, but to rout out the corruption at every level of government that has so usurped authorities never given to them that they have themselves become treasonous, traitorous, treacherous batards, aliens in our own house. Some people have heard of ICLEI, Local Governments for Sustainability, which is an international association of local governments as well as national and regional local government organizations that have made a commitment to sustainable development. It's a program of action, the socialist master plan for the 21st century. Over 1,107 cities, towns, counties, and their associations worldwide comprise ICLEI's growing membership. That's I-C-L-E-I. I'll decipher that acronym for you in a moment. ICLEI's growing membership. ICLEI works with these and hundreds of other local governments through international performance-based, results-oriented campaigns and programs. ICLEI provides technical consulting, training, and information services to build capacity, share knowledge, and support local government in the implementation of sustainable development. Agenda 21 at the local level. The basic premise is that locally designed initiatives can provide an effective and cost-efficient way to achieve local, national, and global sustainability objectives. Founded in 1990, ICLEI was founded as the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. This is how the green religion, within which the rocks of the planet have more rights than the people, to borrow a phrase from Hal Anthony. The council was established when more than 200 local governments from 43 countries convened at their inaugural conference, the World Congress of Local Governments for a Sustainable Future, at the United Nations in New York, 1990. The organization is now officially called ICLEI Local Governments for Sustainability. In 2003, ICLEI's members voted to revise the organization's mission, charter, and name to better reflect the current challenges local governments are facing. The International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives became ICLEI Local Governments for Sustainability, with a broader mandate to address sustainability issues. And as we like to say on this broadcast, as globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns and in our cities and in our counties and in our states, which is not meant to give place to the globalist earlier maxim, think global and act local. Far from it. To become vocal local is the antithesis of, or even the very nemesis of, globalism, globalization. Countering the craft and the guile of the change agent's use of voluntary compliance and affirmative action to affect implementation through public buy-in, vocal local exposes the socioeconomic, political, and theological underpinnings of the globalist safety cult agenda. What is this globalist safety cult agenda? That's right out of Agenda 21, Chapter 7.69, the promotion of a culture of safety. Everything is done today for safety, from the TSA to your building department to the grocery store to your pharmacy. Everything is being done for safety. They cry safety, safety, and there's no safety, my friends. It's just more cost, more cost, more cost, and more impositions on your life. But if you don't recognize it for what it is, you, like many people in the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance and many others spreading all across America, might be dialogued into the consensus with these green people. They're not like the little grays, these supposed aliens from space. No, these green people walk and talk amongst us. They live. Exposing the globalist localism propaganda, vocal local reveals the true nature of public-private partnerships as little more than a move toward corporate fascism. Wherever it is attempted, vocal local refuses to accept international, federal, or state grants and aid, realizing that whenever people reach out for unearned shekels, the shackles of control are inevitably clamped on. Truly informed, bold, and vocal local people understand that it's a far easier task to block globalism by whatever name it is hidden, as it seeks to gain a foothold locally, than it is to excise it once it has been lodged in an unsuspecting host, metastasizing within the very body politic. So we just say no and become vocal local. In a very brief summary of the Communist Manifesto, 10 points found in the Citizens Rule Book, this is my favorite one of all the citizen rule books that have been published out there by the Witten printers. Go back and listen to this on the archives. You can get the number for yourself. The area code is 602-258-6406. 602-258-6406. Ask them what their current prices are for 500 of these rule books. Order them and pass them out to people. But here, a summary. The very number one point in this Communist Manifesto is the abolition of private property. Number two is a heavy progressive income tax. Number three is the abolition of all rights of inheritance. Number four is the confiscation of property of all emigrants and rebels. Number five is a central bank. Number six is government control of communication and transportation. Number seven is the government ownership of factories and agriculture. Number eight is the government control of labor. Number nine is corporate farms, regional planning. And number 10, government control of education. All 10 points accomplished in the United States of America.
Thank you, Albert Einstein.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Mike Chambers for my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
I just flipped open the Communist Manifesto, my Penguin Classics, Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels copy edition over the break, and I'm not even going to start in. If I start in on this thing, we'll probably go for hours and hours and hours. But the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto out of this edition begins this way. The first one is the abolition of property in land and the application of all rents of land to public purposes. The abolition of property in land and the application of all rents of land to public purposes. I won't go into the rest of them, but they're more extensive than the list that we just read to you. But what is this property? We talked yesterday about property. We went into Andrew J. Galambos and looked at his take on that. We started with the story of law from John Maxey Zane, gave a little bit from that, and then we turned over to Dillavaugh and Howard's Principles of Business Law, 9th edition, published in 1971, this text that I've been referring to now for days in this series. It's actually a textbook in business law, commercial code, uniform commercial code. It includes definitions, terms, fairly tightly detailed overviews of important concepts. And then it ties it, it references it to case law. And then it closes each chapter out with a list of questions that the student here in our internet homeschool classroom, philosophical radicals as we are, holding on desperately to what last glimmering hopes for freedom we have in the civilized world. And we started in on this idea of property yesterday. It starts off with the introduction, as it did, all aspects of life are concerned with and are affected by property. There can be nothing more principal in our lives than property. Here in 7.2, it continues this way, the components of property. The term property or property itself is meaningless, except as it is associated with individuals. Can it be any more clear than that? That when you look at the Communist Manifesto and their desire for the abolition of private property, they are in the business of abolishing the individual. They're after your life. First of all, they don't like you. They hate you. Number two, they want to control you. As Mike Chambers said, number three, they want to kill you. It's pretty simple. Pretty basic plan. They don't hate you for your freedoms. They hate you. By any stripe or by any term, the term property or property itself is meaningless except as it is associated with individuals. The terms used in expressing this association are quote-unquote ownership, title, and possession. Ownership, title, and possession. And throughout this text, as the authors introduce these kind of terms, then they go on and they define them in law, define their meanings in law, and then they provide case law to help understand how through the process of modern stare decisis, or what is now known as the common law, judge-made law, judges, justices, finding law, what meanings those terms have in law. So ownership, following that model, is a word signifying degrees. It is a more or less word. It is a more or less word. Ownership is a more or less word by varying degrees. To own is to have. But the question is, what must one have to be an owner? Ownership denotes the quantum of property interest one has. An owner may have all the legal relations or interests concerning the subject matter of property, or an owner may have less than all the legal interests in a particular thing, tangible or intangible, while at the same time, another may have legal interests in the same thing. What is your ownership, more or less, relationship with your property? Your home? If you're not a homeowner, perhaps your automobile? With your television set? With your bed? And whatever there are other pieces of furniture you might have? Most of the Haitians have a bed of sorts. What is your ownership, more or less, relationship with these items? Do you know? Let's find out a little bit more about it. Thus, a lesser a lessor, there's a lessee, then there's a lessor, has an interest in land which is limited by the interest held by the lessee. In other words, you own property and you lease it out. The lessor, you're the lessor, you lease it out. The lessee signs up on the contract and moves in, whether it's a business or an individual or a rancher for grazing. And when you commit that contract, the lessor gives up some of his interest in the land to the lessee, bound by the terms of the agreement. You can't come in at any time, day or night, without giving them notice and so on and so forth. You can't come in with a bulldozer and dig up the parking lot, you know, things like that. You've given up a little bit of your interest in the property, so everybody has more or less ownership. Signifies a word signifying degrees. It's a more or less word. And there's a lot to the issue. The lessor is said to hold the fee, and the lessee the leasehold, the fee. It goes all the way back to Blackstone's commentaries, the laws of England, Sir Edward Coke, early common law, feudalism, feudalism, the fee. Both owner property, both own property and are in a position under the proper circumstances to exclude the other. See, the lessor is said to hold the fee. In other words, he's the one that owns the land, and the lessee is the leasehold, has a leasehold on the property. Both own property because each have a right to that property, and they're in a position under the proper circumstances to exclude the other. You can't come into the building in the middle of the night unless you call me and let me know, according to our contract, with 24 hours notice, so that I can have a security guard there to let you into the building. Just because you own the building, don't forget that you leased it to me. Just because you own the farm doesn't mean that you can bring stock in and graze them in my field of grain. The meaning of the word owner is dependent upon the context in which it is used. So even though you have a right to wash the automobile and wax the automobile and to polish up the chrome rims and keep the airs at the exact air pressure that the state mandates, and to drive precisely at the speed that they say to, and wear your seatbelt in such a fashion as they say to, and extinguish all cigarettes before you move the vehicle, and make sure you don't have an open container in the vehicle, and make sure your children are in their car seats in the back strapped in properly, and to make sure that all of your fluids are topped off, and make sure you service it regularly, make sure you've had it inspected and you have the proper license tags. Even though you own that vehicle, you don't own that vehicle. The state owns that vehicle. That's why they can pull you over along the road and seize it. And though you have a certificate of title, they retain the title. So, once again, ownership is a word signifying degrees. You own the property of that car, that automobile, against your neighbor, in rem in that case, but you don't own it against the state or any of their agents. The word title is often used synonymously with ownership. The word signifies the method by which ownership is acquired, whether by gift, by purchase, or by other methods. It also indicates the evidence by which the claim of the ownership is established, the deed or other written instrument. And so you have a certificate of title that you get when you apply for registration of that automobile with the state. When you have a home, you have a mortgage, you have a statutory warranty deed, it warrants that a title exists, but you don't have it. And there's more to that puzzle, too. Well, we'll continue that on the other side of this break. Stay with us. More to come. Last segment. You're called. Welcome.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today.
Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Had a dandy upward spike in our listeners over the course of the broadcast, folks, and I thank you very much for your efforts to do so. And please do feel free to plug the broadcast to your friends. If you enjoy this message each and every day, and you come here for a little bit of more sane news, if you will, to start our days off right, as it says on the banner on Oracle's homepage, then do spread the word. Let others know about this broadcast. You know, Eustace Mullins just passed away. I remember how devastated I was when Bill Cooper was assassinated by his Eager County Sheriff's Department. Sometimes the greatest voices just pass on. There's no guarantee. Your birth certificate, there's no guarantee on the bottom of it. Guarantee you a long and prosperous life. There's no warranty that your life will be anything other than terribly hard, short, and brutish. Life is what we make it. And these broadcasts are what you, the listeners, make it, because if it weren't for you, the listeners, I would have no reason to be here. So I do thank you for your efforts today and look forward to growing the audience on a daily basis to reach out to more and more people all across America with this message of freedom. Let's continue along here. We can see that the meaning of the word owner is dependent upon the context in which it is used. Now, the value of this book, Delavon Howard's Principles of Business Law, in the way that it's presented, as I've shared, it has both textual material and then it has questions, an exam at the end of each chapter that you can take, but it doesn't provide the answers to the questions. You'll just have to make sure that you're right. It's not going to do the thinking for you. It's going to teach you how to think, not what to think. And then, throughout the text, it makes references. Here in this particular instance, the meaning of the word owner is dependent upon the context in which it is used. It makes reference to Robinson versus Walker, and that includes the justice's opinion at the court at the end of this chapter, so that you can immediately turn right to it. You don't have to go up on find law, make law, discern law, or Ouija board law, and try and find these court cases. No, it provides the court cases right there so that it can show you what is meant in law by the meaning of the word owner. Precedent, stare decisis, or decisis, the decisions of the court. Continuing, the word title, again, is often synonymously used synonymously with ownership. And the word signifies the method by which ownership is acquired, whether by gift, maybe it was bequeathed to you, maybe you just had some benevolent friend, maybe you were a Jesuit priest and you were leaning on somebody in their last moment of life and they handed you the title, by purchase, even by eminent domain, or by other methods. It also indicates the evidence by which the claim of ownership is established, the deed or other written instrument. It includes not only the method and the evidence, but the result. The result, which obtains from the method, the evidence, and the documents used, is characterized by such words as legal title, equitable title, good title, marketable title, tax title, fee simple title, and so forth. The word possession is difficult to define precisely. It links together the concept of physical control or dominion by a person over property with his personal and mental relationships to it. It is distinguished from mere custody, since the latter is limited to physical control only, without any interest therein adverse to the true owner. Possession, however, means not only physical control or the power to have physical control, but also legal sanctions therewith to enforce continued relation with the thing, or if deprived of such relation, to have the same restored. You see, you're not going to get that out of your Webster's Dictionary. As a matter of fact, to your collection of Webster's dictionaries, you'd also need to add a law dictionary, Bouvier's. I prefer, largely because they're more accessible, Black's Law dictionaries. And so I've attempted to establish a series of Black's Law dictionaries in the various editions, the most recent of which, the great tome that's on my desk, is Black's 8th edition, Black's Law Dictionary. And in that, you'll find words as defined and used in a court of law by the attorneys, the lawyers, and the justices to arrive at definitions of these legal terms, as opposed to the meanings and senses of words in the Webster's Dictionary that are used in the course of our own interpersonal, casual, social relationship language game. But both are games, wherein words are simply symbols. They represent, they represent something, a thought or otherwise. In determining whether the legal consequence possession is present, the court must examine in each particular case the claimant's intent and physical relation to the thing in question. Possession may be actual, that is, physically held by the owner, or physically held by one over whom the owner has control, such as a servant or an agent. Possession may be constructive, that is, physical control may be in one person while another has a better right. And then they go on to give examples, using X and A and B and C as these fictitious people in an example. And that in itself is a very old legal concept. It goes all the way back again to England, the common law, the writings of Sir Edward Edward Coke, and William Blackstone. Blackstone's commentaries on the laws of England are very interesting to read. The writings of Sir Edward Coke are fascinating to read as well. They really put a benchmark on things. From what little I have, Littleton preceded Coke, and his writings are also very interesting. But all of this goes back to this Arians that we spoke of yesterday in Germany and elsewhere in Europe, as they began to come into community, as they began to live in proximity one to another. And they started to establish systems of government. And it was out of their customs, their tongues, their tribes, and their creeds that all of this common law rose, that then became really enshrined in law, and then perverted largely in the post-1946 Administrative Procedures Act in America. And everything started to go to hell thereafter. Thanks, Albert Einstein, Theodore Herzl, and others. Chaim Weizmann, Stephen Weiss, Lord Balfour, and others. Bertrand Russell, Sidney and Beatrice Webb, and others. There have been a lot of worms working away on our apple. But there are things that we can do as we begin to understand a little bit about law and property and the commercial code and our monetary system, global economy in general, local economies in specific, barter and trade, the difference between the illusion of self-sustainability, self-sufficiency, where again, like Keynes, we believe that we can become an island unto ourselves, versus the more real concept, the more realizable concept of self-reliance. You only have to live depending on yourself and yourself alone for a period of time to realize that self-reliance is in itself a lofty goal, but self-sufficiency is a pipe dream. Sure, you can fell a tree, build a stone fireplace, but who gave you that axe? Where'd you get those nails? And so on and so forth. Who made your shoes? Are you standing there in a buckskin clothes and buckskin moccasins made from the last deer you killed? Or did you buy those things? Well, then you're not self-sufficient. You're just self-reliant. You're going to have to exchange some of your product for someone else's product to keep that system going. There is a difference. It all starts with property. And to understand that we ourselves, individually, in our flesh and blood beings, are our chiefest, most property. And that property, that flesh and blood existence, is there to protect and defend and uphold your spiritual and your mental nature. Well, that's it for today. We're all out of time. Thank you for listening. Thanks for helping to build up the numbers. And we'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.